Okay, we are recording. Good morning. It is February 10th, 2014. The time is 06:48 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning, having the morning coffee, of course. I am on a day off, and by all reasoning, I should be sleeping in a little bit, but got some things to do, so I got up at my normal time, and I got sort of sidetracked here on this thing called the internet and this thing we do with the audio that we do, and that's primarily the audio sharing and the cloud services that we can utilize. I had, before going to hitting the hay or hitting the sack and going to sleep last night after watching first two episodes of a new show, which I'm going to probably end up doing another audio on that later. I got two more audios I guess I could do. But I was getting ready to go to bed and last night late and ended up getting an email from our friend at Top Gold, Bernie Goldbach, sort of talking about the, things that we do with audio and sharing them. And he gave me a little homework assignment on recording audio on one of my handheld devices and placing it up there in the cloud in OneDrive, which I do have, Bernie. I do have a OneDrive. I do have a Hotmail account. And I think my Hotmail address is on that return email I sent you. And I logged on to it this morning. I'm sitting down with the coffee and I'm looking at it, and as well as looking at the handheld devices, because that's what you were asking. Bernie was asking me to record some audio and maybe upload it to the OneDrive as far as what happens if I try using my HiWi or iPod Touch. I'm on my iPod Touch, where I'm using the Voice Recorder Pro, because I can convert this audio from an MP4 to an MP3. It's an app that I use on my iPad Mini as well. I do like it for recording because it has a lot of options. You can do it. It's a voice recorder that I've had for quite some time, and I like using it. It has a nice little needle on it too there that reminds me of my old Pioneer 1080 that I still have up in the attic that I pull out every once in a while. But the old needles that used to be on stereos, you remember those, the receivers? Age dating myself. But I'm looking at my other handheld set, my HiWi smartphone, and that's not as user-friendly that I'm finding as far as to do what I'm doing here, that I'm recording this audio as a test. I finished one test with that app I've been playing around for the last week, Adio, and I liked what Bernie said. It's radio without the R, I guess. I think that's a Adio Corporation line there, which that app, again, had nothing to do with, that I was using and testing, had nothing to do with the Mark Rock project that he's trying to get off the ground over there at Adio Corporation. But I'm recording this audio that I'm going to push it through up to, I don't know, various, just like I did yesterday. I did an audio and I pushed it through to two other audio platforms after recording on the Adio. And actually on the Adio, you had to once you recorded it, and there's no archive per se, so the only way of archiving that is to download a copy, where when you go to the page for Adio, similar to what you have to do in Audio, the program formerly known as Audio Boo, almost caught myself saying that name, which I will not say, for obvious reasons. But the Adio app, it takes you to a web page, and what you do is you right click on that and you can save the audio, save it as to a file, and then you have it on your, in my case, my desktop. And that's what I'm going to, and then you can upload it. And on the one particular file, Bernie, that I'm looking at, and I've got a screenshot that will be on the audio boo that I push through, because I will upload this file into the OneNote or the OneDrive, because I do have an upload option where I couldn't find one on either of my handsets. So on my desktop, I do have that option to upload, and I'm not sure if that's just because of the limitations of the hardware. So Bernie did have a 10 February Bernie to Rich. I'm going to put this down in the OneDrive as 10 February Rich to Bernie. And I'll put the time on it just to add a little bit onto the thing to where, yes, this is a good alternative on the use of the use of the playing around with audio. You know, it's a good back channel way of communicating, and it's similar in nature, I guess, to what you would find with what I'm seeing from what I used on the Adio program, as far as being able to record on something and send it to email. This, in this case, you're recording an audio and you're placing it up on the cloud in a in cloud folder on OneDrive for the particular people that have access to that. So a very neat concept, Bernie. I appreciate the access, I guess, to the OneDrive. I don't use it. I'm looking at it. I'm going to probably be playing around this. Yeah, I think I played around with it a little bit at first, and I guess you just, as a new user, you get something like 30 gigabytes on there. So it's like, wow. I guess I could have got an extra 2 gig if, because I put the app on my Huawei phone, and like I said, I can't get the option to download. I can view your OneDrive, I guess, and because you've given me that access through the email. So this is a pretty neat thing, pretty interesting. People that are utilizing and doing projects would be it would be advantageous for them to utilize this. Something else that I've been using, I have, but I haven't been using as much, and I think it's along the same principles, is the Google Drive, which is, I think, would be similar. But I don't think it has a capability of where you can share it with or share with me. I'm gonna have to look at it. So I would think the comparable equal to OneDrive would be Google Drive, in a sense that, you know, you're putting stuff up on the drive up there in the cloud on this thing called the internet. So I am using I downloaded this app, Voice Recorder Pro, but I didn't get the updated version because it's starting to become pretty obvious my iPod touches, they can't update to the iOS 7, so I didn't get the current one, but I am still utilizing this app, where on my iPad mini I do have the updated version of this particular app. So that's my morning rabble. I'm going to finish my coffee because I have an appointment to go to here later this morning, and then probably end up taking a nap because staying up late last night watching a show, and I'll probably talk about that in another audio here. So thanks again, Bernie. Everyone listening, connect with Bernie. He pretty information available person. So you all have a good one today. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.